Cord.
Thank you. We're up to Kuf Sadi Zion, Dinata Rechen with the Hira of Isarano, the mace. Okay, so Vav, Lachashatiro, so we're talking about the Tahara of the mace. Lachashatiro is a mace. After they do the Tahara on the mace, Leonicho is a boss and welcome she Tahu. Don't leave him in where the Tahara was. Eliashkivu, Kenegra Pesach. They can put him down under the door, Lefnimin Abayas, inside the house. And they don't turn the board which where the tara was done on. There's a sakana for that. Now this is where I think people get that they can't sleep at the head door because you put the mace next to the door. I don't know what's going on. I really haven't found any source whatsoever that you can't sleep with your head towards the door. If anything, the mace goes. They put the feet. The mace goes out feet first. Only thing I could think is maybe you're not supposed to sleep near the door, because near the door, that's the way they put a mace. Maybe, but I don't know. Zion lo yanashik adam yiladov shemesu. A person should not kiss his children that died. He was sakana gedayla. That's a sakana gedayla. Some say it's a sakana for the other kids. You shouldn't hold on to the hand of a dead body, and say to the mace, take him with him. So you can't do that. Shilas, is there any iser to kiss other relatives who are dead? So it's a machlokes. Ches, when you take the mace out, a person should not go out first. Right, obviously, the people that are holding the mace have to go out of the house first. Ain't kveda, there's no kveda. Test. Let's say somebody fell by himself and died immediately. So, if he has cuts on his body and the dam is he's bleeding, nefesh. And then we're afraid that the Dama Nefesh, meaning the Dama Nefesh is the blood that comes out that causes it to, that's the blood that's causing the death. Ain Matara, so we do not, we're not with Tara, we're not, but you don't do a Tahara. Right? Meaning, because that blood has to be buried. So you can't just wash it away. Ella Koibra noise begodov ubin olav, we bury him with his clothing, rak lamalam begodov, karcha noise besadan shikar and soiviv. Tava's clothing, they wrap him in a sheet called a soiviv, which means around the noig and lachba bakarka shanofosham, and the minig is to dig into the ground where he fell. Imyesham dam, and if there's blood there, bechain bakarav loy, and anywhere that's close to him, bakarav nimo yaskola offer sheyesh by dam. Unfortunately, they were very busy with this on October 7th. The Dafka Bagada show you Lovash Ben Kakaira Imai, and only the clothing that he was wearing do they bury with him. Avalim Nitas Min Adam Al Shar Bagada Shayna Malovash Ben. But if the blood goes out to the other clothing, Vachain Emenichu Al Karam Uksasos, or if you put them on pillows and that type of thing, Vadayan Adam Yoitse, Einam Tzrichin Kura, those things don't need Kura. Eli Yichab Sam Hetov, you wash them well, actually you sharp them roisham dam until you don't see any dam at all. Kivra, and then that water that you washed off the blood, then that you should put into the kevah. Dam, but if dam didn't come out of him, pashtun, then you take, meaning if he died without blood coming out, then you take off his clothing, mataranai, so you do a regular taro, mabisha, Kishar Mason, and then you put him on Tachrichan like other Mason. Okay, Misha Nitva B'mayim. If somebody drowned, Paishta Begodov, and you take off his clothing, Vedino Kishar Mason, and his din is like other Mason. Yesh Mekoyim Yesh Noyig and Likvar, Gama Nitvam B'bigdeim, Shinim Tzuvem, and some places are Noyig, the people that did drown, You bury them in their clothing. Where they're noig, they're noig. Even if dam came out of him, right? But it stopped, meaning that he stopped bleeding when he was alive. With pashtu begodav, and then they took off the clothing. V'chai achar zeh eze yom v'achar kach meis, and then he lived. And then for a few days, and then he died. Matar then we'll matar him. They make him tachrichin. Midam shiyotzim, and even though he's dirty with blood that came out of him, afilu we do matar ki ain lochish ledam shiyotzim. We're not choishes with dam that came out when he was alive. El dam shiyotzim mena b'shas misa. We're only worried about the blood that comes out b'shas misa. Chashin and shema hu dam nefesh. So we're choishes that that's considered dam nefesh. Or shema nesarev by dam nefesh, or maybe dam nefesh got mixed in there. Fine. Yeah, you're Aleph. You led us shemesa machmas leda. So all this stuff is depressing, right? So a woman having a baby who died, dina kaharug is as if her din is the same as somebody got killed. Shem yadu shiyatzim on merubim, because if you know that a lot of blood came out, ain't matara no, so we're not matara. Aval im kvar kolu adam lot says, but if the blood already stopped, v'achar kach meis, and afterwards they died, she'ain l'sapik bedam ha'nefesh, that meaning there's no suffix that this is dam ha'nefesh, that this is the blood that caused her death. Aizen lo kamo l'shar lot meis, you do it like they did for other meis. V'ahar v'kihilas noigin l'tar kol yoldos, and in many kihilas, the minig is to be matar every woman who died during childbirth. V'oid yesh eizem min hogim b'yoldos, there are other min hogim b'yoldos, v'hechad the nog, where they're noig, they are noig. Yud beis hanereg al yedei akum. Somebody who got killed by a goy. Filu lo yotzeh min adam klal. Even if no blood came out, kagoyin shenechnak, they were choked. Kovar noisa kamoisha nimtza. You bury them as they're found. Kidei lahalis chema, in order to get Hashem to have anger, at the goyim. Right? That's a very interesting thing. Meaning, this is not talking about people that are dying al kiddush Hashem. I think this is even people that are killed by a guy accidentally, like my mother-in-law. Like my mother-in-law was hit by a car. And I remember Reb Shlomo Miller came to me in Menachem Aval, and he's like, he said, you know, she really didn't need a tahara. She was killed by a guy. They do tahara. As far as I know, we do the taharas anyways, but saying all these, certainly all these people, Nevuch and Eretz Yisrael, that are killed, they really don't need fakir. It sounds like it's better not to, so that Hashem's anger goes on the goyim. Okay, Yud Gimel, mace, bein Akum, bein Yisrael, a mace, whether it's a goy or a yid, v'tachricha, asurim v'ana. The mace is also v'ana, even a goy. And the tachrichin are also asavana. Anything that's beautiful that's on the mace that are attached to the body, could pay a nachris like a wig, shank shurin, no kluin, besach, that's tied in or knotted into the hair, asurin, those are also asavana. If they have a false tooth, you cover him, a false tooth should be buried. But if something noy that's not attached, like a watch, or jewelry, that and that things that are beautiful that are not part of the guf, jewelry and clothing, with torn b'cholini, those are all mutter. That's a common question because there's a minig that you don't wear the shoes of somebody who died. So people think that you can't use the clothing that somebody that people died. Now the shoes thing is even if the shoes that weren't on them, although some say it's only the shoes that were on them, but other clothing and all that is perfectly mutter. Fine. Siman Kuf Tzadiches Hilchos Hetzos Ames V'Alavayosav V'Tziduk Hadin Uboy Tes Zayin Seifin. So Aleph Yesh Im Yesh Meis Be'ir. If there's a mace in the city, Kol Bnei Ir Asurim B'Melacha. Everybody in the city is also B'Melacha. Yesh Be'ir M'Munim L'Sasek B'Meis. But if there's people like a Chevra Kadisha that are appointed to be vice of the mace, Elu Shein and Srikan Lasasak by Mutar, those that are not part of Chevra Kadisha are allowed to do Melacha. But the default is if there's no Chevra Kadisha, Everybody has to stop working in order to deal with the mace. B'kfar Katan, in a small town, in Yesham mace, if there's a mace there, ain shalom b'shalom, you're not supposed to say shalom to each other. B'kfaris. Certainly, you don't say shalom to each other, b'sakvaris, because Yesham mace, afilu b'ir gedayla. When there's a mace, even in a big city, right? You don't say hello in a cemetery. Ain shalom mace. And when there's no mace, shaylin berichuk dalet amos min akvarim. Then, when you're 4 amos away, then you're allowed to say shalom. Gimel also lahalinas a mace. You are not allowed to leave a mace overnight. Shenemar leisalin ki kovers ikvareno bayoyim ahu. This is talking about the what's it called? They buried him right away when they I forgot. Whatever, one of those guys that misbehaved. Yeah. And if they leave it over for his covet, meaning it's a chash of a person instead of a bigger crowd. Well, okay, that's one example. To bring the aron, a tachrichin, or to bring relatives or people to say a spaden, then mutter, then it's mutter. The Torah only asked it somebody similar to somebody who was hung. Shu derech b'zayin, because that's a derech b'zayin. It's meaning with the whole din is for somebody gets hung by bezdin shouldn't lay the body out all night. Avalaikashu, but not when it's for his covet. Meaning when somebody was killed by bezdin, so it's b'zayinus. But if it's not, if they're leaving him overnight because it's not b'zayinus, then it's prime. Paint him into Aza Mace. Let's say you find a dead person, like neither b'biru and you don't know who it is. Then don't bury him. Rather, let it stay until somebody identifies the body. Okay, we will stop there for that portion.